Step 3. Find a qualified solar provider. Tip: for low-income solar programs, go to Step 1. Find solar providers that serve your neighborhood. Go to www.cslb.ca.gov, a government website, and click on the Find My Licensed Contractor search. Enter your city and one of the following license classifications: C46, solar contractor; C10, electrical contractor; or B, general building contractor. Go to www.californiadgstats.ca.gov, a government-funded website, to enter your zip code and see a list of solar providers and recent installation costs. Note that these costs are not verified by the government. Check to see if your county has a county contractors association with licensed solar providers. Ask friends and neighbors who had solar installed at least a year ago if they recommend a solar provider and why. Narrow down the list to qualified solar providers. First, make sure solar providers you consider have a valid license from the Contractors State License Board, CSLB. It is illegal for solar providers and their installers to conduct business without a license. Go to the CSLB website at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers, or call 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2752, to see if the solar provider and installer licenses are active and valid. The licenses must be in the classification C46, solar contractor; C10, electrical contractor; or B, general building contractor. Find out how long the company has been in business and how many installations they have done. Check out trusted customer review websites online. Since some websites may not be neutral, check a few different websites to make sure reviews are consistent. It's a good sign if companies employ installers certified by the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners, NABCEP, a high standard in the industry. Get bids from at least 3 qualified solar providers, compare bids, and ask questions. After you narrow down the list of solar providers, ask for a bid or price quote. Look up how to compare solar quotes online, and compare the bids you have obtained. Note that the cheapest bid is not necessarily the best option for you. A very low bid may indicate that a solar provider is trying to cut corners. The CPUC recommends that solar providers give out this guide during their first contact with potential customers. Don't hesitate to ask solar providers a lot of questions up front. A qualified company will be happy to answer all of them. A sample list of questions is coming up next. Questions to ask a solar provider before you sign a contract. Company background. What is your company's contractor license number from the Contractors State License Board? What is your installer's contractor license number? Is the salesperson an employee of your company? Will you subcontract with another company to install the solar system? If so, what is their CSLB contractor license number? How long have you been in business and how many systems have you installed? Can you provide me with 3 customer references to call or visit? These customers should have solar installed for at least a year. Design and roof. Is my roof a good candidate for solar? Why? Does my roof need to be replaced before installing solar panels? If yes, how much will that cost? Who will do it? What is their license number? And is there a roof warranty? Why did you choose this specific design and size for the solar system you are recommending to me? Note that a system size to cover all of your electricity needs isn't necessarily the best investment. Typically, a system is sized to around 80 to 85% of your electricity use from the previous year. What steps will you take to ensure my roof won't leak? Roughly how much will it cost to remove and reinstall the panels if I need to replace my roof in the future, including inspection fees? Warranties and performance of solar system. Are there warranties for the panels and inverters? If yes, how long do they last and whom do I contact to replace these components? If equipment such as the inverter fails after the warranty period, how much will it cost to replace? Are there warranties for labor/construction? Are repairs and maintenance included in the contract? If yes, whom should I contact for repairs? Will I be able to monitor the performance of the system once it's installed? If so, how? Does the solar provider offer a minimum energy guarantee? Note that these are common with leases and power purchase agreements. If yes, how will I be compensated if the system does not produce as much energy as promised in the contract? Is there an insurance policy that comes with the solar system, or do I need to take out additional homeowner's insurance? Note that this is especially important if you live in fire-prone areas. What are my obligations in the contract if my solar system stops working due to a disaster like an earthquake or a fire? Who has the right to claim the environmental benefits of the power generated by my system? See Getting Environmental Credit for Going Green in Step 5. Electricity Bill Savings Estimates. Will you explain to me why an electricity bill savings estimate is not a guarantee? What electricity provider bill escalation rate is assumed in your electricity bill savings estimate? Note that the CPUC has capped this escalation rate assumption at 4% per year. Even though I will continue to pay electricity bills after going solar, I can receive solar bill credits on my electricity bill. How does that work? Is there an option to pay my electricity bills monthly instead of annually, so the costs are more even throughout the year? How do I sign up? What electricity rate plan do you recommend I switch to for solar, and why? How long will I be on that rate plan, and how can I compare or change rate plans on my electricity provider's website? Note that each electricity provider has a rate plan comparison tool or page on its website. Does my electricity provider offer special rates for solar customers? Please note, beware of a solar provider who tells you solar is free, it is not. Reference Section 2 for more information on false claims. Impacts on future sale of your home. Will a solar system make it more difficult for me to sell my home or refinance? For leases, power purchase agreements, PPA, and PACE financed systems. What happens if the home buyer doesn't want the solar system or doesn't qualify to take on my lease, PPA, or PACE financed system? Are there fees if I need to terminate the contract early to sell my house? Are there fees for transferring the lease, PPA, or PACE financing to a new homeowner? Timeline. When do you propose to start and finish installing solar on my roof? After installation is complete, roughly how long will it take for my electricity provider to send me written approval to turn my system on? What situations would allow me to be released from a contract? Reference Step 2 for more information on the solar purchase timeline. Tip: for questions about financing, listen to Step 4.